This is the Adam Carriker Show.
Position right of the quarterback, out of the shotgun, first and 20. Jailbreak screen in the air. It is tipped. It is intercepted by Carriker at the Missouri 21-yard line.
Live from the heart of Lincoln, America, 8-year NFL vet and All-American defensive lineman Adam Carriker.
Shotgun snap to Everett. He's got the left arm going, and now he's got a whole lot of Adam Carriker who rips it down inside the 25-yard line.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Adam Carriker.
Yes, it is the Adam Carriker Show. My voice is not that of Adam Carriker's, but he will be back here in the next segment. So just a few things to do. He's a busy guy. So we invited Nick Sainert in for the first segment of the Adam Carriker Show. Nick, you did not do enough radio this morning. We need a little bit more.
That's right. I'm excited. Bach, you and I don't get to have too many conversations, so it's always enjoyable for a segment or two.
Yeah, I think it always is fun to kind of refresh and reset, kind of, even though we have conversations off air. But, you know,
We just don't talk.
Yeah, we just stare at each other and stare each other down across the hallway and all that. But it's good to kind of reset, and it allows us to kind of think of where we are in the sports calendar or different teams and what we're kind of thinking here, which is what I kind of wanted to open up with you, because I'm just fascinated by the Tamar Brown interest from Nebraska, because this whole offseason, and Adam has mentioned it too, is that Nebraska seemingly had a need at running back as far as depth concerns go. They kind of pushed that off. You could tell they had a great portal class, but didn't really go after running. It's not that they didn't land running backs. They just didn't really go after them. There wasn't a whole lot of news or noteworthy guys they were going after. And then Tamar Brown opens up, of course, having a tie to Nebraska here from North Dakota State, but played at Creighton Prep. Surprised everyone last year. Just played fantastic for them. Led all FCS freshmen in rushing attempts, yards, and touchdowns. And now Nebraska is after him. Did visit with Miami the other day, set to visit with Nebraska here on Thursday. And it's just kind of interesting. Do you think that I guess the biggest question for me is just kind of going back through the information that I just went through. Do you think that they have a need at running back, or is this a Nebraska tie they just feel like they can't miss up on?
I think they have a need at running back. Yeah. I think, unfortunately, I phrased this the other day when he actually entered the portal. Can we imagine what Nebraska's running back room would look like if Nebraska was not able to retain Emmett Johnson? They would have had no choice but to go out and get somebody. But I wouldn't have seen an avenue to where you feel really good about it. I think there's a lot of curiosity, and I think people believe that Dana Holgorsen plays a role in all this, obviously, because he's the offensive coordinator. However, people have this insane thought in their mind that just because Dana Holgorsen is the play caller and offensive coordinator, that like Nebraska can't utilize multiple running backs. And I look at Tramar Brown and I look at Emmett Johnson as a good 1-2 punch. Like I look at Tramar kind of more, also goes by Marty. You might hear him be called Marty. There was a period in his high school time at Creighton Prep where his desire was to be called Marty Brown.
Okay.
So if you hear that in the news, if you hear media people talk about that, that might just be back in the mind, because I'm accustomed to when we were calling games that it was Marty Brown, but then he goes to North Dakota State and it was Charmar. So I think, though, that's just a little side piece. However, when you look at Nebraska's running back room, they signed Jamarian Parker out of the recruiting class out of high school, which I was excited about him. But to complement what Emmett Johnson can do, I look at maybe what that Nebraska had last year. And I think Brown is similar to Dante Dowdell. I think he has better vision, and I think he's better than Dante Dowdell. And so I did find it interesting and odd that Nebraska did not more aggressively go after a running back, but maybe they've operated into this mindset of the entire offseason saying, you know what, when the spring portal opens, we're going to assess and see, okay, where are we at? And there's a lot of guys behind Emmett Johnson that haven't seen meaningful snaps. And so they might be sitting there now almost through spring ball going, yep, this is now a clear need that we have on the offensive side of the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that could be, yeah. You know, just to get a look at it and to see what they have out there. And I've just found the messaging interesting, too, because, you know, as we know, staffs, at, you would like to have one message to kind of send out, but sometimes you get different ideas about it. And I think we've heard from the coaching staff all along, you know, they like the depth. They expect the people that need to rise up in that room. And then Daniel Holgorsen goes out there and said, yeah, we have two guys, and then we and then we're going to see from there.
And isn't that bizarre? Like, Nebraska's been craving for a running back, no matter what the offense looks like, whether it's an air raid, whether it's what we saw under Marcus Satterfield, whatever it might be, Nebraska's been starving and craving for a running back to step up. And it feels like this season could be the year of Emmett Johnson, but we also felt that way about other guys in the last 5, 6, 7 years, even before this staff came to campus. And so it's one of those things of the high school recruiting hasn't been great by any means. Emmett Johnson's probably been your best get in the last 5, 6 years of recruiting at the running back position. You could even potentially say he's been one of your best recruiting hits across skill positions.
Yeah.
Ja'Cory Barney's in that conversation. But if you look at what some of the top producers at Nebraska have been at skill positions, Samari Toure, Trey Palmer, like even Dante Dowdell to an extent, Dedrick Mills, those have all been transfers. And so it feels like Nebraska now is in this in-between of, do they go and throw all their eggs into the Emmett Johnson basket, or can they go ahead and dip into the portal a little bit and see if they can find a 1-2 punch similar to last year, but maybe even a little better, like I said.
Well, and it is interesting because
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
I think there is always, and I don't want to put Emmett into this category, but there's always ego and opportunity 100%. And that sort of thing that plays into it. And of course, he did go to announced that he was going to the portal.
Yeah.
Never officially went portaling, and so they had to figure out a way to figure that out. And I thought about this as opposed to last year too, where it's just at some point he might ask them or say, like, where do I fit into the picture? I feel like I've done enough. Yeah. To be the guy. A lot of people felt like that was the case last year. Then they mm-hmm. went out and got Dante Dowdell. And clearly, Emmett had to overcome. He had to play not just better, but significantly yeah. better to start getting more opportunities.
It never felt like it felt like we, in our current roles, like we were clamoring for a little more Emmett Johnson.
Right.
Right. It felt like he did some things differently. And just his skill set was a little bit different than Dante Dowdell's was. The same way, like in past years, there's been running backs that we feel like maybe provide more of a positive or a potential positive outcome than another guy. I think I look at a guy like Emmett Johnson and I say, okay, there's been some things that he's done really well, like his twitchiness and those types of things. He provides a little bit more of a kind of an elusive option for Nebraska. I look at Charmar Brown and I say, okay, if you need a guy to go get you a few, like he's your dude. And I think it's going back to like people get so infatuated with, okay, what type of offense is Nebraska going to run? I don't get so wrapped up or concerned about that specific conversation because I think you need a little bit of everything. I think you need variety in college football nowadays. Like there's always in every offense, it's not the prototypical types anymore. I mean, it is. It's schematics are important, but what I'm saying and getting at is every coach, if you talk about it, like Josh Heupel at Tennessee, just because they've been in the news, he runs such a spread out type of offense, but then what did he do last year? And his offense, I should say, forced Nico Iamaliava to get rid of the ball quick. It was quick decision making. Didn't have to think a whole lot about options. It was or developing and reading because it was designed to get the ball out of Nico's hands fast. However, he also asked Nico to run the ball 100. Like there's twists and there's varieties and there's little switches that coaches will put into offense and schematics. So I look at Nebraska and be like, yeah, you know what? They're going to rely on Dylan Raiola's right arm a lot. And maybe you need to, because I feel really good about your wide receiver room. But doesn't mean that you wouldn't like to have a couple of options at running back either.
Yeah, I mean, a running game could be a big part of it. We'll see if Emmett Johnson can kind of live up. Like you said, we've had hype about our running backs before that might have not necessarily paid off. My bigger concern is not whether he can play or not, or elevate maybe to that next level. It's just the health of him. Because if he goes down, then you're pretty thin. And like I said, they say they had two. Ives got some reps in the bowl game, but he doesn't have a whole lot of experience either. And then you're kind of talking about freshmen. And you can have, you know, no matter what, you can line somebody up out there and get something solid out of it. But that's, I mean, when we talk about this offense, no matter what way they run it, any offense is better off with a threat of a ground game. And especially Emmett, what he brings to the table is a threat out of the backfield in the pass game along with his run game.
Well, and wouldn't it make the, with the vice versa, I think it works. We always talk complementary football. That's such a cliche phrase that everybody loves to throw around 5,000 times ahead of the season. Nebraska just needs complementary football. But it makes everybody's lives easier when you have an effective passing game. Guess what? It's going to allow Emmett Johnson to thrive. And hopefully, if he's put in the most successful position possible, it's going to allow him to be the best version of himself. However, looking at it from the other side, is if Nebraska's running back room or their running game can be effective, hopefully that alleviates some of the pressure off of Dylan Raiola. And Dylan Raiola's deep ball last year wasn't the greatest. That's an area that I hope he gets a lot better at, because it kind of feels like at times when he throws the deep ball, it kind of flutters a little bit. It kind of just hangs up. It looks really good coming out. But then by the time it gets there, there was completions, but it can be better, right? Like there's growth there for everybody on that offensive side of the ball. And so when I say all of this, what's wrong with bringing in somebody, personnel, a coach, somebody that makes the room better, which then the trickle down effect makes the entire offense better, which then makes everybody's lives easier and hopefully brings you more success.
Yeah. I completely agree. I think a lot of people are hoping they can get Landtermar Brown, but it's no sure thing. Again, he visited Miami, visited Nebraska. It's not just the Nebraska connection.
No,
he is the top running back in the portal right now.
And it feels like Nebraska's getting away. I mean, and this is probably part of the plan for like Dana Holgorsen and what he wants to do. But like Janeer and Bonner's back out to a normal, you know, wide receiver hybrid tight end type of guy. He had been moved out and back and forth to, you know, does he want to play fullback? Can we line Janeer and Bonner up in the backfield, see what he has to work with there? It feels like Nebraska's getting away from like guys trying things out. Sure. Heinrich Harburg making the transition is one thing, but that's something that I think we've been kind of seeing come down the pipe here for the last, you know, year and a half or so. And now it's just official. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, like I look at like the running back room, and there's no pieces that you're genuinely curious about. Like, you know what Emmett Johnson brings you. What have we seen from Quentin Ives? Not a whole lot, unfortunately. And even guys behind him, Kenneth Williams is a wild card. Jamarian Parker, you don't know what he wants to have happen in the future. And so, you know, what does the development look for like for those guys in the backfield? I think Nebraska could certainly benefit from adding a body in that room. And to bring in somebody that actually did it at a high level, and not somebody that you're just hoping for production, like I think that gives you an extra boost of excitement for what it could look like.
Well, the man is in the building, Adam Carriker, in the room. So we'll go ahead and take a quick break. I know Nick needs to run, and we will be back with Adam Carriker on the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket.